The board and rear motor temps are off scale low. Amps are zero and the bolts are 68. And we're on our way.
Outstanding. Do you now have the nav bearing and range?
Okay, that's what we do.
Okay, 033 is the bearing, the range is 1/10.
Okay, we
changed
that.
Any, huh?
No, I didn't change any. Okay, Tony, looking off to the northwest there, you can see Sea South Ray Crater with just tremendous amount of blocks on it with some black streaks. And here we go. Heading 274, John.
Okay.
And it's going to be a piece of cake taking pictures from here, Tony. It's a big crater. There's about a 10 meter off to your left there, John.
There, I see it. Where is it?
A DP one over here. 4 clicks an hour, Tony, and...
Charlie, you hit my arm.
Excuse me.
I'm in that big crater. So bad.
Okay, at 043 at 2/10, just beyond the outset. There are two twin craters. The biggest one's to the north. Got blocks in it, up to 650 centimeters, and it's about 5 meters deep.
Big in, what's your best guess is to this thing?
A heading of 274.
74, huh?
The one thing I can't do is see the maps.
Okay, I'm not sure that heading is good. That was based on an earlier estimate of where LSEP was, and your bearing now may make that wrong. Pretty much if you go west, you're going to hit Spook.
That's what we're doing, going west. Not sure we didn't... I'm not sure that's not it right there, Charlie.
Where?
Right there. That could be a cut.
I don't see it. Man, this is the only way to go riding this rover.
All right, only way.
You can hear the motors going, Tony. Okay, we're still in this boulder field. On a heading of 300 now, just navigating around a couple of craters. And they're very angular. All of them look the same of these Brecher class with a dark matrix with a white class. Biggest one I see is about the 12 o'clock position of the rover, and we're 065.2. And it's a about a meter across. Tony, we seem to be riding across the ridge top. It trends east-west. Off to the left, it drops off drastically, about maybe a 5 to 10 degree slope into a valley, which is probably Hidden Valley.
Very good.
And white and north and south Ray Crater is spectacular in our 10 o'clock position, and we're 072 at 0.3 now.
You have a speed amp?
Huh?
You say?
Can we have the speed and the amps?
Okay, you're five.
Gotta go around this, Charlie.
Yeah, you're 5 kilometers an hour, and the amps are oscillating about between 10 and 20.
Okay.
How's it driving, John? Pretty easy?
Driving good.
Hey, man, we can just go, babe. I'm really cinched into this moose.
Yeah, I don't know what these holes that we ought to do there or not.
This seatbelt is great. Seems to be taking it with no problem. We're at 6 kilometers an hour now, Tony, 4/10. Still nothing new to report. Maybe more cobbles in this area now. In fact, there are. The regolith is more cobbly in appearance. Still angular. Maybe 40% of the surface is covered with cobbles that are 10 centimeters.
Okay,
look
at
that one.
And
we see
right
some
on
tall respirators. Okay, meter size. That shows some very fresh, at least perhaps it's indurated regolith. That's what it looks like because it's the little hard clods is the same inside the crater as on the rim.
Okay.
At our 11 o'clock position, we're at 089 for point 4. We have two very bright small craters that are 2 or 3 meters across. And we see some whitish material down below in the walls of the crater there. They're about 25 meters off.
Okay, Charlie, those rocks that you collected, were they all brushes, or could you tell?
I'm not sure, Tony. I think they were brushes, but they were sort of really dust covered, and so I couldn't tell you, really.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. And have you seen any rocks that you're certain aren't brushes?
Quit it, Mom.
Negative. I haven't seen any that I'm convinced is not a breccia.
Okay.
Okay, we're going generally west now, and at our 1 o'clock position on a heading of 270, at a bearing of 091 and 0.5, we're in another distinct ray field. Boulder field. We sort of passed out of one, and we're in another one. And it's, we're getting the, go ahead, John.
I think that to the south of us is,
It could be.
Right, you should be just about,
Boop's about, at 6 tenths, we should be at Spook, huh? The Spook is at 109 tenths. Not there yet. We're only 6 tenths, Tony. Okay, this ray field has the same pebbles and cobbles and some good secondaries here.
Right, that
you've
got there.
Great driving. The thing is driving this,
is the point by Buster. You should be coming up to the edge of Spook. The eastern edge of it.
Okay. Turn left, Johnny. Let's go look at that. Look down over there. Boy, Tony, there are some excellent little secondaries with the indurated regolith in them and on the rim. Biggest one is a couple of meters.
Very good.
You know, that might have been Spook right back there. That was a pretty big crater.
Sure was.
Right back there, John. It's really hard. There's an interesting rock. A layered, really dust-covered. Like a regolith. I mean, but turn left, John. There's a crater over there, a big one.
Boy, it is a biggie.
That's it. That's got up in here. Buster's right over here with some blocks around it. To my right.
Outstanding.
Oh, that is a biggie. Okay, here is Spook, and it's 089 at 0.7.
Okay.
And that is a biggie.
But we're almost completely past it. We're not right even with it. Where do you say Buster is?
I thought it was right over here, John.
Is the rim of Spook
right straight ahead up here? Negative. It's real subdued, Tony.
Okay, do you see any ledges or anything in the inside of Spook?
No, we sure didn't. We're driving on now. I think we're coming up on the rim of Buster, and we've got some a real good boulder field around Buster.
Okay, good show.
With some frags that we'll be able to get off. The biggest boulder is a meter. Cobbles, it's real good for raking here. Here it is, John. It's it. Buster, there it is. Okay, in Buster, Tony, I can see some huge boulders in the bottom of that thing. See it, John.
That is a big crater.
How big is Buster, Tony?
40 meters.
About 40 meters. That's bigger than Buster.
That's Buster. 50 meters. It's 150 feet, Charlie.
Okay, that's Buster then.
Yep, sure is.
And Tony, we've got some 5-meter boulders in the bottom of it. Some real big ones. The biggest 5 meters in the whole bottom is covered. We're going downslope now.
Okay, there should be a scarper
on there.
That's going
to be great, Tony. We'll be at the... Okay, we see it over to the our 2 o'clock position, and it looks like a rim of a crater, but I think it's a scarp.